Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Let's give it a shot today, everybody. It's Tuesday, crab diving, streaming at you, probably temporarily live. From Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. infrastructure desert.
Yay! Do we even have a governor, or what do we have?
Well, we have Ron DeSantis.
Okay, we have a rapey guy sitting on a couch. What does he do during the day? Sit on a couch?
Wait, which one are you talking about? Matt Gaetz, our representative Marco, our senator.
He's wapey.
Or Rick fucking Scott, our other senator.
Rick Scott is just like, you know what I mean? Like,
it really was jumping from
horrible,
but from just a, from horrible. One thing to another.
And you know, it's the sad thing
move from California.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, the sad thing about it is, who knows? Maybe Andrew Gillum should have won, and they cheated the GOP. I know that's crazy.
Well, yeah. I mean, they certainly were unsporting. They certainly suppressed as much as they could in the blacker areas, etc.
Right.
And if there was probably a big real audit done on that election, had there been, you know, any non-Republicans anywhere?
Yeah, that would have
in state leadership that would have gone for it. Then they may have found something they didn't like.
You know, it's like, it really is, even though we are here and there is like, there's no one worth a shit in charge here. At least Biden is president and there is a Democrat in charge, because before, when it was Trump, and then, you know, it just seemed so like, oh, I don't know, like hopeless.
Hell.
Yeah. It just was like, are you fucking shitting me?
Join us on social media during the show at Crab Diving. And thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link or the web banner on our web page, every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything.
Yes.
Just gives us a couple of cents.
Right. And we
into the account.
Right. Should we form a cult?
I thought you were going to say a union.
No. A cult.
Of what?
Oh, I don't know.
Apathy?
Sock puppets. I don't know. That's a cult to bash.
It's not a great...
Yes!
It's not a great cult motivator.
You can't care about anything. You can't care.
Let us see. So, yeah, we've been having some difficulties around here. Going on 2 weeks almost that our internet has been fuckadelic.
Oh, it's absolutely fucking bullshit, man. I don't know.
And even on days when the download speed is okay, we can watch shit and do stuff. The upload speed has been, let's say, cock. And that does us really not a lot of good, because we're not uploading video. We're not live streaming a video game.
Yeah.
But we are,
God,
the dog is losing her shit, but we are,
right. And I would just like to say,
we do need some
Cox cable
upload speed,
eat a gigantic dick, go fuck yourself. You know, I enjoy the money we send you every month for this shit fucking service. Honestly. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yay. Good for you.
So apologies for, and then, you know, when the internet goes totally verklempt, then It's kind of hard to pull stories and read. And,
I mean, you know, Cox and, Cable, you can either do, you can either deliver the service or you can't. If you can't, get out of business. Go do something else. Maybe there's someone else that can deliver decent fucking internet.
I don't think so. I think.
Jeez, are they the best? Are these?
We were in LA and remember the fucking Time Warner, remember?
They
then became something else, Spectrum.
Yeah.
Wasn't that it? And it was the same shit.
Yeah, it sucked.
We were in a big old city.
We, this country, there's just no interest. No, nobody gives a fuck at Cox Cable. You don't give a fuck if we have service or not. That's the truth. You don't give a fuck. If you gave a fuck, we would have service more often. But it's clear you don't give a fuck.
Can I get a hallelujah?
Jeez.
Meanwhile, lots of shit to talk about, but let's see what the headlines hold.
Yeah.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
Defeat.
HuffPo. Yeah, I saw this.
Yes.
But doesn't this story come out like every year? Filthy rich. Shock tax report puts deadbeat billionaires on blast. It basically said there's four pictures. Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Michael Bloomberg, and Warren Buffett.
Okay.
I think, yeah.
Right.
Basically pay no income tax.
Oh, wow. Why?
Because of all their shenaniganry and their shell corporations.
They have lots of income.
But look at all those jobs they create, Ryan.
Oh, right. Okay. Oh, jeez.
Arguably, Mike Bloomberg. I don't know he's a kind of a media company.
You got to ask yourself, too, these rich fucking guys. I mean, for what they get out of this country, are they doing enough to protect democracy? I mean, are they doing enough? Is anyone doing enough?
Oh.
I'm watching all this shit, you know, on MSNBC today, and it's just, you just have to think, you know, well, after the next election, what if it's different? And the Democrats don't have majorities. What if there's a Republican in the White House? I mean, you know, are we doing enough right now? Knowing that is a real fucking possibility. Mm-hmm. We should be terrified. These fucking Republicans are goddamn bananas.
Supreme Court justice right here.
But you know what? It's a different kind of fighting. It's a different kind of war. And if you're sitting around getting massages all day, ready to go in the big planned battle, then you're not going to last very long.
Louis Gohmert.
Yay. Is he going to be a SCOTUS?
Well, yeah, sure. He's probably on somebody's list. God.
No, he's not. Come on.
Wasn't it Glenn Beck who wanted him to run for president?
Right, he did. Or a senator. He was senator. Something he said like senator, you know.
There's a ProPublica has obtained a vast cache of IRS information showing how billionaires pay little in income tax compared to their massive wealth, sometimes even nothing.
Wow. Well, geez. Okay. So.
And this is what Elizabeth Warren has been telling us for a long time. This is what Bernie Sanders has been telling us for a long time.
Yeah. Well, we knew all this.
Well, exactly. Okay. So why don't we just say another report comes out that shows the billionaires aren't paying shit.
It's just, the thing is, is there a strong desire to change this? I mean,
growing
politicians. I mean,
no, because of the Citizens United fucking decision the continued erosion of restraints on money involvement in our politics. We should be
right.
It should be publicly funded. Here's your budget.
Okay,
you each get this amount of money.
Yeah.
No fundraising.
Right.
None of that bullshit. Here's your money you get. Get rid of these super PACs. This is bullshit. Yeah. I don't know, 90 days. That's enough. 90 days is enough. Don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Fuck yes.
Why do we have to put up with like 2 fucking years right after the midterms? But we're starting a new presidential campaign.
It's you know, it's all insane.
Do your work. Go vote.
Absolutely.
Don't go to New Hampshire and fucking Iowa. Nobody gives a shit about the caucuses.
Right. No one fucking cares. It doesn't, but it doesn't even count. The only reason it exists probably is fundraising, right? I'm sure if you do well at Iowa, somebody...
Exactly. It's,
some
it's,
dick fucking doesn't pay any taxes, ejaculates out a whole pile of cash right out of his pee hole for you to go run for president. Yeah.
It's another diamond for the tiara.
The main, you know, it's just the urgency to fix things, to the urgency to protect our country from these lunatic Republicans. I don't know.
So I'm not going to go on, you know, I mean, it's just, yeah, it's, I could read the specifics, nuts. But basically, it's Warren Buffett, it's Bezos.
But they got tax breaks during the pandemic. That's what I thought. I remember that. Like, there was a big tax break for the wealthy during the pandemic, right?
In 2011, okay, I lied. I'm going to read this. In 2011, a year in which his wealth, this is Bezos, held roughly steady at 18. Now it's 10 times that. Isn't he a 100 billionaire?
I have no idea.
So he only had a measly 18 billion in 2011. He filed a tax return reporting that he lost money. His income that year was more than offset by investment losses. What's more, because according to the tax law, he made so little, he even claimed and received a $4,000 tax credit for his children.
Holy, wait.
In 2011.
God, that's a Saturday Night Live skit, isn't it? I mean, is that The Onion? Where did you get that from?
HuffPo?
No, it's not The Onion.
But it's ProPublica who got a hold of the info.
God, that just seems unreal. Okay. Well, I'm glad everyone's able to take care of their children. They get that credit, right? I mean, how much?
He got $4,000 tax credit.
What does that give a shit about $4,000? What is that fucking guy do with $4,000? He wipes his fucking asshole with it. $4,000.
In 2015, Elon Musk paid $68,000 in federal income tax. In 2017, he paid $65,000. 2018, he paid 0.0 federal income tax. Between the years 2014 and 2018, he had a true income tax rate of 3.27%.
Okay, listen, motherfuckers.
Meanwhile, I get to file self-employment tax.
Right.
Which is fucking great.
But let me tell you something. Elon Musk is in charge of getting us off the planet before the comet hits, right? I mean, it's him.
No.
Yes?
Well, I mean, kind of.
Who else? Who else is going to get us off this planet before it explodes?
I don't know.
So that's why. True. Maybe that's why. Maybe Bezos he gets a tax credit.
Bezos is going up in his own rocket.
Yeah, not his own rocket, really.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what the deal is. He's going to do that space tourism thing. So he's going to be one. He wants to go up.
It's crazy. It's like it's as if you want to go into space, you really need to be rich as shit.
Space Force.
Yeah, I mean, other than being rich as shit, what else is there? That's it, right?
To them?
No, I mean, for anybody. Like, if you want to go into space,
the most important thing
is to be rich as shit.
Well, yeah, they literally auctioned it off for millions of dollars.
Why are we sending people that can go? Why does Jeff Bezos need to go to space? Your life is space.
We're doing a tremendous amount of work in space.
Yep.
Jeff Bezos, you're so bored you got to go to space. Are you kidding me? Did you retire?
Well, he's leaving, I think, like this week or something.
Okay.
Or he's stepping down as CEO. I think he still has...
Good luck in space.
All of the shares, though.
Okay.
Controlling shares.
That's right.
I think.
Keep my tube socks coming, dickhead.
thoughts and prayers to Bezos.
Yay!
Keep your eyes on him.
He's an astronaut. Is he an astronaut if he goes and in space? Does that make you a space guy? Or
you know, I saw a I saw an article about that and how there was some. We've already had like a space tourist. I guess some rich asshole already bought his way into some like orbit or something. And this guy, or no, it was a congressman, and he goes around calling himself an astronaut.
Oh.
And it was the debate as to whether that is should be accurately used, and you know, I guess why not?
Right. I don't know. I mean, but
I mean, at some point, you know, it's gonna.
But I wait a second. Hold on a second. This is stupid. If I get in a plane, and, you know, I take a plane trips. I get on a plane. I'm not a pilot.
But not everybody on the
I'm not flying.
Not
the
all the astronauts
plane.
Are pilots.
That's true. That is true. But, no, I mean, do you have to...
You have people that are, like,
fuck that.
Watching worms fuck and
right,
stuff like
that's
that.
Right, that's an astronaut. See, but Jeff Bezos is a fucking space tourist.
Well, okay.
So that's different. Yeah. He's just going up there to fuck
he's
off.
He's kind of running the whole deal, too.
Yeah, because he has money. You know
yes.
I mean? So,
yes, he's doing okay.
So he bought himself into the astronaut club. Congratulations. I mean...
crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yeah, go to Amazon. Help little astronaut Jeff Bezos. Have fun in space.
Are
you worried you're going to die up there, you dumb fuck? These rich guys that do shit like this. I'm like, you could go out there and have the most amazing life. You could go to Italy, sit on a goddamn porch every day and sip espresso and do whatever and chill the fuck out. Or you could go to space and like vaporize because somebody didn't seal a hatch. You know?
Yeah.
It's
well,
stupid. It's an insane risk. Go in VR.
Jeff Bezos will be flying to space on the first crewed flight of the new Shepard. The new Shepard, the rocket ship made by his space company, Blue Origin. The flight is scheduled for July 20th, just 15 days after he set. Oh, so it's coming up next month. Just 15 days after he's set to resign as CEO of Amazon.
You know, dude, why the first? That's my question, you dumb fuck. Don't go on the first one. I'll go on the seventh one. I'll say the seventh. Maybe that.
Oh,
fuck that.
His younger brother is going also.
Oh, we'll have the whole family
great.
Up there.
Mom can lose two kids at the same time.
Jeez, is his mom going?
I don't. I think she's still alive, but I don't know.
Do
that.
Not make your mother go on that fucking spaceship, Jeff.
Ever
Jesus
since I was 5 years old, I've dreamed of traveling in space. Says Bezos, 57.
Yeah.
On July 20th, I will take the journey with my brother, the greatest adventure with my best friend.
You know,
Bezos is back in the lead with a net worth of $187 billion.
Oh shit. I mean, are you sure it's going to be okay? I mean, really, why do you think it's going to go okay? It's the first one. It's the first one. And I know, and I don't give a shit how dumb this sounds. I have watched so many movies that happen in space. And there are so many things that can go wrong solely on the fact that you're in fucking space, motherfucker. You know what I mean? Water failures, one little screws off. And everybody's eyeballs are like pouring out of this.
Even Elon Musk, whose SpaceX builds rockets powerful enough to enter orbit around Earth, has announced plans to travel to space. Oops. Fucking pop-up ads. God, why do people hate
that? I mean, this is how we get rid of all the oligarchs. They go to space and they fucking...
British billionaire Richard Branson, whose own space company, Virgin Galactic, is planning on conducting flights to suborbital space for ultra-wealthy thrill seekers to compete directly with Blue Origin. Branson has long said he would be among the first passengers aboard his rocket-powered plane, and that's expected to take place later this year.
Okay, I'm just saying that I guess going to space is very, we're good at it. We're practiced. It's no longer is it a new thing. Is this what I'm hearing? Because all of a sudden, like, Elon Musk is going. Jeff Bezos is going. Who's the last fucking guy you mentioned? Branson. All these rich guys, they're so, we're just all so good at space flight.
You think now, Trump's gonna have a rocket?
We're doing a tremendous amount of work in space.
Listen, does that look like a guy that could survive in space, man? I mean, you know, my God. He can't walk, honestly, he can't walk down a ramp. No, he's not going to space. He's a liability to the mission, whatever that may be.
There you go. That's the Blue Origin will have a 6-seater capsule.
Oh, okay.
On a 59-foot rocket that will go towards the edge of space on an 11-minute flight.
Oh.
More than 60 miles above Earth.
So it's not fucking space.
Well,
they're not
it kind
in space.
Of is.
They're not in space. Are they going outside the atmosphere?
Yeah, the edge.
This bullshit. That's not space. You know, that's not Apollo 13.
Well, no.
You're not an astronaut. I'm sorry. If you're a guy sitting in a... I mean, you know, the guy's...
Oh, it will be. It's the there's a line called the Kármán line, determined to be about 50 miles up.
Oh, how
so
horrible.
That
I
is where space
know why anyone wants to go there.
Is determined.
About 50 miles up. That's where you go to fucking die. These people.
Well, this says 62-ish.
Oh, okay, whatever.
So it's right near the edge.
Sure, 50, 62 miles above the fucking Earth. It's just like, could you imagine you're at 20 miles? Like, do we have to go more? I mean, God.
Yeah, that would be so cool.
I mean.
Let's go to the moon. Fuck it. Fuck it. Let's go to the moon, guys.
Don't you want to do more, but don't, really, honestly, don't you want the kinks worked out in the software? Don't you want to wait until.
Well, I'm assuming they've been testing. I don't think.
Oligarchs go up there.
I don't think Bezos is going up on the first beta or alpha test.
He was, though, on the first space tourism capsule.
No, he's going to go on the first one that's open to the public.
There you go. That's a factor. Why? That is a.
And it's up to $3.2 million for the auction for a seat.
The thing that's going to happen, something weird will happen. People get weird. I'm sure people get weird in space. And you're talking about civilians going up in these rockets, people that don't know what the fuck they're doing. Jeff fucking Bezos doesn't know shit about shit in space. He's not. I'm just saying, I would want to wait until they figure the tourism part out. Like, how do you get control of these tourists? Like, what happens if something goes wrong?
It's 11 minutes.
Oh, my God. 11 minutes in space. 11 minutes, 62 miles above the fucking Earth.
Right.
You better have your shit together.
Oh, I'd be taking pictures like crazy.
Yeah, but you can't, you know, you gotta, I'm sure there are lots of rules you must follow. In space?
But, yeah, no firearms? Probably. No duels? No space dueling.
Oh, yeah, no space duels.
No lightsabers.
Damn, that's the fun part. You're telling me I don't get a fucking light? What about a tricorder or a phaser?
Just so Jeff Bezos, what was that? Oh, the billionaire story. So, yay, capitalism.
I'm not anti-space. I'm just being a realist. I'm just saying I am anti the first person in the space tourism thingy. Because it is a fact that you will have people that aren't, per se, you know, civilians, a whole bunch, right? And so it's a whole bunch of people that haven't trained to do this that are all of a sudden that's an element, you know, that is a different element.
Well, right, there so may be some, you know,
you wait a few,
there may be some medical benchmarks. Oh, you have God. To I don't think Trump's going up as a tourist,
you know. And the thing about space is it's like wait, we're in a different spot. Why are my testicles exploding? Right, I mean, you don't know what happens up there. You atrophy, weird shit can happen.
Over at the Drudge Report, secret IRS files.
Ooh. Event Horizon, lots and lots of bad things happened in space that was, for the most part, unexplained throughout the movie.
Lots of bad things happen in space in every movie.
That's true.
Same story. ProPublica, the secret IRS files trove of never before seen records reveal how the wealthiest avoid income
Yay.
Tax.
Yay, we're winning in America. The Republicans are storming the Capitol, trying to hang their own vice fucking president. All these rich assholes aren't paying any taxes.
Meanwhile, this morning for like an hour, half of the internet was down. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah,
the,
yeah.
Yeah, a lot of major websites and yeah. And initially, of course, everyone was thinking, "Oh my God, this is the big one." But it was a fuck up at one of these companies that runs some of the servers and shit.
I was watching MSNBC this morning, and you know, Joe and Mika are on, and Joe Scarborough was asking someone a question, and it was like, God, are you do you know you're talking to another person? Because he goes so long sometimes. It's like he forgets.
Oh, he pontificates.
And then he
calls
himself. He goes, oh, wait, I'm sorry. What do you think about that? God, dude.
Meanwhile, but there really were some more of these ransomware attacks.
Yeah. Well,
says the latest wave of attacks hitting the United States and globally portends a difficult battle against hackers.
Yeah. Why won't Russia stop?
The attacks hitting the colonial, because they can. I mean, why would they?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
The Colonial Pipeline, the major JBS meatpacking operations Yay. Are examples of a burgeoning cybercrime industry.
Cybercrime,
with
baby.
The potential to inflict pain and extract profits by Oof. Impacting critical networks. Although I did see that they got back.
Yes.
Like 2/3 of the of the Bitcoin.
The money from
so far from
Colonial Pipeline.
The hack. Yeah.
I'm like, hey man, congratulations for not having Norton antivirus. We got your money back, you dumb fucks.
Other recent targets include local governments, hospitals, insurers, a ferry system.
Oh, that's scary.
And others in the United States, like boats, not little magical creatures.
Right. I wish those existed. Then we could really fuck with these Republicans.
Many of the attacks are attributed to a Russia-backed hackers operation with at least tacit approval from the Kremlin.
I thought Trump was friends with Putin, and Putin was his guy. So why is Putin doing this to us? I thought they were friends. And
well, he just wants to fuck the United States. That's why he wanted Trump to be president.
Oh, right. That's right. Well, hey,
he wants the United States to lose prestige in the world and to humiliate us.
As we sit around here and the Democrats infight and they can't vote in solidarity, just always remember that Putin loves that shit. That's what he jacks off to. Seeing Republicans get elected to fucking office to skull fuck us, you know? He likes that, right?
Yeah.
That's his thing.
At least $18 billion, with a B, was paid to ransomware attackers last year.
Wow.
According to MSSoft.
Right.
MSSoft.
Maybe somebody should. Can people study that in college? I mean, can you take that at DeVry? I mean, if it's
security? You can take specialized security courses.
Yeah.
Tens of thousands of victims so far in 2021.
Damn.
Ransomware is hitting epidemic proportions, and business as usual isn't going to cut it.
Oh, fuck. It's an epidemic. We're having a pandemic of hacking into our shit. If this means we can't use our iPhones to do Netflix, that's a pandemic we will respond to. We will respond to an e-pandemic properly, I guarantee you.
So they say it's still a scourge because the financial rewards are huge and chances of being caught are near zero.
Then how did they catch? But they didn't catch these guys. They
back. Somehow they snagged the Bitcoin back.
Right.
Security. We have the greatest cyber offensive and defensive capabilities on the planet, says the U.S. government. But security specialists say cyber defense is complex. Requires actions across the board, including training employees to avoid mistakes, allowing malicious actors into networks.
When the money was retrieved and returned to Colonial Pipeline, Was there a Jack Bauer element involved in this process?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes, they.
Meaning that
they probably somehow.
Meaning that that somebody had to break into whatever, and I don't know. No, we didn't have to have a ground force or anything like that.
God damn it! Right, we almost made it.
That dog is allowed to walk down the sidewalk. Okay, that dog has rights.
We almost made it. That dog is almost passed, and she jumped up in the window.
The yard is different, but the sidewalk is public. That's common land. That's public land. I'm sorry. If they were on the easement, I think you can bark at them. Is that correct? Is she allowed to bark at people if they're on our easement?
She did a good round of barking when the landlord was here earlier with the construction dude.
You know. Yeah, she knows.
Looking at the bathroom.
Right.
So there you go. Tough fight looms against ransomware.
Yay.
So watch, especially the emails you open, stuff like that. Be careful.
Yeah. And then, you know, I you got to wonder if these companies, I mean, there's no oversight of this shit. I mean, if you are a pipeline or something and you're getting hacked could cause some environmental disaster. Should the government have some oversight and say, hey, what kind of fucking software do you guys have? What cybersecurity are you fucking doing so this doesn't happen?
Well, sure.
I mean, shouldn't there be people making sure they do that shit? Like, I don't know. But then what could they do, though? I mean,
did we elect Hunter Biden as president of the United States? He's
trending
because the Daily Mail found out that Hunter Biden used the N-word multiple times in casual conversations. Oh, my God. I mean, that's horrible.
I mean,
he's not president.
Right. And did he?
Well, it says he's got.
Oh, God.
Text messages obtained by the Daily Mail.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Excuse us.
Fuck.
It appears that you're using an ad blocker.
Oh, my God. What a dumb fuck.
Take it off. Text messages obtained by DailyMail.com reveal Hunter Biden used the N-word multiple times in banter with his lawyer.
Oh, my God. What a bunch of assholes. Really.
The president's son, 51, flippantly addressed corporate attorney George Mezires, who is white, by the racial slur with phrases including true that, N-I-G-G-A.
Oh, my God. That is so douchey. That is so horrible. That's racist, you fuck. Ugh,
in a
God.
December 2018 conversation, Hunter asked Mezires, how much money do I owe you? Because, with two A's, N-I-G-G-A, you better not be charging me Hennessy rates.
Okay. Oh. Let me tell you something. I bet you... God, Joe Biden must be so fucking pissed.
In another chat a month later, Hunter cracked jokes about his penis and then told Mezires, I only love you because you're black.
Okay, gee, great. God, Hunter, why are you such a dullard? Why are you so dull? You're so stupid. I hate shit like this. This is like, you know, I think Joe Biden wouldn't like this. I think he would say, God, you idiot. Why do you have to say that? It's racist. You're stupid. You know what I mean? I don't think Joe Biden would embrace this.
No.
I mean, it's
Hunter also saved a meme with a photo of his father hugging Barack Obama with a caption describing a joke conversation. Obama, gonna miss you, man. Joe, can I say it just this once? Obama, go ahead, Joe. Joe, you my N-word, Barack. N-I-G-G-A.
Oh, boy.
Can I say it just as once?
Yeah, these... is it
what Hunter
is
Biden
it?
Saved that.
Yeah, that's nice. What is it about these rich people that they're so dull? And, you know, it's like, yes, this is very racist and, you know, it's stupid.
What a moron.
Yeah, you're a fucking idiot. God, you're a fucking idiot. Now your dad has to go out there and explain why my fucking son is a racist fuckhead. God
exactly.
Damn it! They're trying to save voting! And you're out there inward texting! What are you thinking? What a dumb fuck. Dullard. Jeez, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Are you Eric Trump? I mean, what? What is well, this? Are
you know,
we?
He's had issues.
Jesus fucking Christ. Are you sure your last name isn't Trump, you dickhead?
Moron.
Really? Is it fake? I mean, that happened? I mean, that's a
well,
real story.
I mean, yeah, they claim it's
unreal.
It's real.
That's unreal. Who talks to their lawyer like, I don't know. What do I know? What do I know? I mean, it's so stupid. It's just so
everybody's
stupid.
Got family members. Remember Billy Carter?
Yeah, yeah. He was just a drunk, though. That's so pedestrian.
Yeah, and then they made Billy beer. They made a beer out of him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like, you know,
I had that beer can in my beer can collection.
Oh, that's cool.
When I was a wee infant.
Just like every young Irish person. That is not fair. See, I'm being
some of them still had beer in them.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of them were empty.
Right.
We have other. So those are your headlines, everybody. It's all very exciting.
It's just so douchey. I'm picturing Hunter Biden sitting there in a golf shirt, monochromatic fucking pink golf shirt, khakis, you know, in the golf cart, texting his dumb fucking lawyer. Ugh. Ugh.
Tons of stories. We never talked about the good news.
Oh, okay. Well, shit, man.
Last week.
The fuck is that?
That happened in the special election for Congress in New Mexico.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where, like, a full-on Trumpist lost.
Right.
The Republican Party of New Mexico believes there is a legitimate reason for the low voter turnout they saw during the state's special election on Tuesday the 1st. HuffPo says they're attributing it to voter morale or angry Republicans who are questioning election integrity. Well, whose fault is that?
Yeah, man. I mean,
you shot yourselves in the, you can't see your feet, your gun.
I mean, when you feel like your vote isn't going to count, and you see, and also, like, what does it do to voter integrity to see these fucking web ninjas or whatever the fuck they are? What is going on? Are they still counting votes in
they're
fucking
still,
Arizona?
Are
they really?
Intrepidly soldiering on down
Why are
there?
They allowed in there? Aren't they fucking everything
the
up?
Republican, a group of Republican senators in the state Senate there authorized it.
Hey, man. I know everybody, I'm sure, I know Nancy's probably doing all she can. I just hope everybody's doing all they can because this is like the ninth inning of the fascist World Series. This could be it.
So, I mean, this doesn't bode well for the Republicans for
right.
the
Oh, that's great.
The midterms, which yes. is historically good for the people that aren't in charge, which is right. why it's scary because we have a no margin in the Senate, just yeah. Kamala breaks ties. And then we have, what, 5, 6, 7 seats or something like that, a majority in the House. So it's tenuous. It's small. But without Trump on a ballot, it said the voter turnout, you know, the drop-off for both parties
yeah,
for this special election. But the drop-off for Republicans was a lot bigger.
Right.
Than for Democrats. Yeah, more yeah. Democrats still came out.
Oh. I mean, I would think like the Republicans are great motivators for people to go vote. I mean.
Even though in New Mexico, Trump lost by 11%. It says they're the Republican lawmakers there are attributing that to fraud.
Right.
So there you go.
Right. Jeez. Well, attributing it to fraud.
Blew up in their faces,
damn.
Essentially.
Well, there you go, dickheads. Is that how it works?
They're saying our turnout was low because they're pissed about the election fraud. Who created the big lie about the election fraud?
It really is a no-win situation. Because, like, it's kind of like what Trump did in Florida. He was like, hey, don't trust mail-in voting.
Exactly, yeah.
But then, you know, that's all these. But he was like, wait. No, mail-in voting in Florida is okay.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Yes.
Looks like we're actually still on the air.
Oh, are we? God damn. Thank you, Internet gods.
Marathon.
Thank you, Cox Cable. Thank you so much for not fucking up our show today. Oh, my God. Thank you.
We do have, I mean, there's a lot of preacher backup that I haven't.
Like religious people?
Yeah. Of just crazy religious people comments that I haven't played.
Right.
But this is sort of in that era.
Right.
But we have been following the attempted resurrection of any kind of relevance. For Milo Yiannopoulos, the former Breitbart troll who was a hey, look, it's the right wing's gay friend kind of deal. Who
Milo Yiannopoulos
used to say some of the most horrible shit, etc.
That's a name I haven't heard for quite some time.
Well, now he's alleging that he has received the Lord. He is no longer gay. He's been rescued from that lifestyle. So obviously the grift he saw is going towards the Jesus-y people.
Right. But Milo Yiannopoulos is a fuckstick.
Oh,
correct?
He's a
tremendous douche.
Yeah. So here he is on, and to prove it,
yes,
on Rick Wiles' show, True News.
Oh, damn! That's what. Wait, Milo. Oh shit! I mean, he wasn't this far down on the loony ladder, was he? I mean, oh fuck, dude, you're on Rick Wiles. Damn.
And by the way, at the bottom it says, "Follow us on Gab."
Oh,
at True News. That's the only place that.
Yeah,
True News is still
nobody
around.
Gives a fuck.
This is bullshit from my
losers.
When I made my announcement, the first thing that happened, which will make you laugh, but it's true, is dogs stopped barking at me. I am one of those people. You know, everyone's got that friend that dogs always go nuts around. You're familiar with this, right? You got pets? Yes. Yeah. Right. There's always somebody that dogs. My dog doesn't bark at you. I think my dog.
Oh wow! This is a different show. That's Doc.
Wow.
Doc is hosting.
Are they talking about dogs?
My dog doesn't bark at you, says Doc, who's usually Rick Wiles' second potato.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I don't know who the blonde-haired woman sitting there is.
She's the third pumpkin.
Not Milo, the other blonde-haired.
Right. Oh, okay. That's the fourth cantaloupe.
My dog doesn't bark at you. I think my dog is crazy. But that's okay. He barks. You must have some work left to do. That is true. But I was always one of those. I mean, this sounds so stupid, but this is just how I think that God reveals himself to us, right? This is just my experience of it. I was somebody who invariably, without exception, always used to make dogs go crazy. So we have a friend who's a political candidate down here, right? And her campaign.
So his claim is going to be that the dogs used to bark at him. And now that he's no longer touching other penises,
right?
That
the dogs, no
the
longer
dogs,
howl,
no longer bark at him.
Okay, that. Okay. You know, it's it really they do sound insane. The small talk, them all had, you know, little comments about dogs and everything. I mean, it's like the weirdest morning show ever. These people are insane. So. Wait, what does that mean?
I guess they've got a whole network.
Does that mean other shows? Yeah. Does that mean if a dog barks at you, you're gay? Is that what he's saying?
I guess. Okay. At least him.
Right.
He's attributing it to
the
demonic
him.
Inside of him.
Oh. Oh, because the dogs. Okay. Boy. Well, that's, you know, that's very
demon,
anti-gay.
Semen.
Right.
Semen demon.
Semen
in the
is
lattes.
Yeah.
Here's more of his Milo's.
These people are crazy.
Utter rot.
Right.
Bark at Milo. That is true.
But I was always one of those. I know this sounds so stupid, but this is just how I think that God reveals himself to us, right? This is just my experience of it. I was somebody who invariably, without exception, always used to make dogs go crazy. So we have a friend who's a political candidate down here, right? And her campaign manager has two of these little yappy dogs. And they would not stop. I couldn't be in her house for more than 20 minutes because it would drive everybody crazy. Even growing up, we had Alsatians, we had Black Labradors. They just didn't like me at all. The dogs don't bark at me anymore. And it happened almost overnight. Now they seem to quite like me. And it sounds like it's the stupidest thing in the world.
It's so boring.
You're right.
It's boring.
It does sound like the stupidest thing in the world.
As I listen to Milo, aren't you angered over how boring and pointless his story is? I mean, what are you talking about?
He's got a new
God. Doesn't the dogs don't bark at you because you're not satanic?
He's got a new show, man. He's got to sell it.
Congratulations.
He's got to convince.
It's a good show.
He's got to convince the Jesus people that he's sincere. And don't forget, he got kicked out of Breitbart for making jokes that like pedophilia was cool.
Right. Wow. That's...
He's making "Hey, pedophilia ain't so bad" jokes.
Is that
har har har?
Is that what he makes on this network or whatever? Does he do that? I mean, are they down for that?
No, he's done with that now. He's found the Lord.
That's not the same thing with this group of people.
Well, until they get caught.
Yeah, that's right.
Not outwardly.
There's not a worse demographic in this country. I'm trying to say this. This sounded like an asshole. These religious fundamentalist kooks, man. God damn. Jesus. Yeah. I mean,
there's a lot of them out there.
It's not real, though, guys. Can you at least admit that to yourself? You don't have to tell each other it's real. Believe in it. But just know it's not. Tell yourself it's not. Give yourself the freedom to know that it's all fucking bullshit. And quit being so crazy.
We have another theory that's been floated out there was that Trump should run for Senate or for House. and
fuck yeah.
Become
fuck yeah
Speaker of the House. But Trump was on the Wayne Allen Root show.
Oh yes.
Wayne Allen Root is a real right wing nut job.
Break out those really nice elastic. Is it the front? Is it the back pants? Yes. Run for speaker of the fucking house. Yeah. Please do that.
You know, he's got to be just seething about the whole pants
thing. I can't even imagine how fucking pissed off he is. And it's also drugs too. I mean, that he does not sound like a well person.
Yeah, he was not having a good. It didn't seem like he was having a very energetic.
Yeah.
Speech that time.
It just seems like not a great time for him.
He's Wayne Allen Root is known for spreading conspiracy theories and false information. He was a leading proponent of the conspiracy theory that President Barack Obama was not born in the United States of America.
Oh, you're a birther. Oh, that's so stupid.
He falsely claimed Obama was actually not a student at Columbia University.
Oh, shit. Really?
He later told Hannity in an interview he believed Obama was a foreign exchange student there.
Wait, hey, do you need mood? Does Wayne Allen Root need something? Do you think he needs pharmaceuticals or does he need to talk to someone? Or is he just...
In 2017, he claimed Obama was gay, calling him Bathhouse Barry, and saying that he had info from Obama's friends in Chicago about a sordid past.
Bathhouse Barry! That's so fucking dumb. Bathhouse Barry, for real?
Yeah. He was big on the conspiracy theories about Seth Rich.
I don't give a fuck if Barack likes to go to bathhouses. You get lots of people go to bathhouses, right? Did he infer that Barack would go to hook up at bathhouses? There's no evidence of any of that shit.
Hence the nickname, yeah.
Full of shit. I mean, I don't give a fuck what Barack does at a bathhouse. Do you?
So this is the guy.
Okay.
This is who we're talking about. This is the show that Trump is on. This is how low he's sunk. Calling from Mar-a-Lago to talk to Wayne fucking Allen Root.
This is the only guy that's going to take his fucking call.
Here's Trump.
Oh, my God.
Why not, instead of just waiting for 2024, and I'm hoping you run in 2024, but why not run in 2022 for the United States Congress, a House seat in Florida, win big, lead us to a dramatic landslide victory, taking the House by 50 seats, and then you become the Speaker of the House, lead the impeachment of Biden, and start criminal investigations against Biden. You'll wipe him out for his last two years, and then you'll be president. Do it.
You know, it's very interesting.
You'll be a folk hero.
God, he sounds slurry, doesn't he?
That's so interesting.
You know, Wayne.
Shut up, Wayne, by the way. Let him talk.
I think Wayne Allen Root has to change his
diaper.
Yes, I think he is blowing 3 million loads a minute right now, talking to the orange god, you know?
That's so interesting.
It's so sad. It's so
sad. You'll wipe him out for his last two years, and then you'll be president. Do it.
It's very interesting.
You'll be a folk hero. You'll be a folk hero.
And people have said, run for the Senate. Okay, run for the Senate. But you know what? Your idea might be better. It's very interesting.
Why not, instead of just waiting for 2024, and I'm hoping you run in 2024.
Oh, that's a loop. So there you go.
Oh, my God. You are Wayne Allen Root. You are a disgusting fascist. Oh, my God. You're so gross. The way you suck up that Nazi. Oh, how dare you. Shame. Shame on you. God.
I hope you run.
Jeez.
We win 50 seats in the House. Then you start criminal investigations and you impeach Biden.
Who are these fucking? This guy, if he was around back in the day, he would have had Hitler's whole penis right in his fucking mouth. I mean, really? Jesus.
Yeah, or
whatever.
He's still doing his podcast.
Oh. Are you Trump's dick puppet? I'm just wondering. Disgusting the way
they're all insane.
Oh, God. Get a fucking life.
There's a nut job in Oklahoma. I know. Ooh. Narrow it down, Pat.
Do you guys watch TV or anything? These races, don't they like programs on television? And do they listen to books or anything? Or they read?
The first 15 minutes of Amistad is they enjoy.
No, you got to watch the whole movie, dumb fucks.
The first half of Schindler's List.
No. Again, watch the whole thing.
So they're pissed at Lankford.
Yeah.
Who's a right-wing dickbag in Oklahoma, the senator. Because he was like, well, you know, maybe there's something into this Trump collusion thing. Or, you know, he hasn't been 100%. Filleting of Trump.
Oh, okay.
Enough.
Oh, I see. Now he's
so they're trying to primary him.
Right. Well, how could you not? With that, the Mueller report came out. How could someone not say there must be something to this Russia thing? Because the Mueller report said
Russia. I see it all the time in
the
comments.
The Mueller report said I cannot. If I could. Prosecuting
it's a hoax. Big hoax. No, you're lying. Doesn't say that.
It does.
Bill Barr said it totally exonerated the president.
Bill Barr is a craven fucknut. I'm sorry to tell everyone this.
Why do you like to kill babies?
Because it makes me smile. I don't know.
So this is a right-wing pastor.
Oh. Nice.
Jackson Lahmeyer.
Jackson Lahmeyer, fuck yourself.
Waging a primary campaign against Oklahoma GOP Senator James Lankford. So listen to this guy.
Yeah,
I'm very concerned about the chipping away of the Second Amendment. I'm very concerned about the inflation of the dollar and the national debt. All these things are concerning. But election integrity trumps them all.
Oh, yes. Election integrity. You know, that's how he said Trump there to Give them a little jolt in their
pants.
Well,
I agree. Election integrity is important. I don't know if it trumps everything. I mean, my God, we're talking about lives and people not getting shot to death. I mean, that's a
thing, and we're,
right?
we've discovered that our elections are pretty fucking secure this last time.
What makes this guy think? I know the point is it's not his 2A. The point of this is not the 2A comment he made, right? But
no.
But why does he think people are coming for the 2A? We're
chipping away at the 2A.
That guy, there was a guy on the roof in Las Vegas shooting into a crowd of people using a bump stock, correct? And he was able to fire off so many bullets because he had this fucking bump stock. I know I'm a liberal ninny. I don't know dick about guns, but the bump stock was a deal, correct?
Yes.
We can't even ban bump stocks. We couldn't even ban that, right?
Right.
So what is this fuckstick talking? Who
chipping
is
away
coming?
At our 2A. They're trying to ban assault rifles.
In California, the assault weapons ban is gone. It's gone. Now you can have assault weapons, correct? Kind of.
I'm sure it's being appealed.
Yeah. Yeah. But like...
So it'll probably sustain until the...
To me, that doesn't...
To the SCOTUS.
Yeah, to me that doesn't say the 2A rights are getting chipped away. That to me says the very right. Motherfucking opposite of that. I don't mean to obsess, but fuck this guy. You're lying.
All these things are concerning. But election integrity trumps them all. Because if we don't have fair and legal elections, you don't have a free country, and you're never going to address those other issues. And I'm telling you, this is a matter that is so important, and James Langford can no longer speak on that matter. Because when he caved and apologized, what he said is, there was no fraud. You know what I think we need to do? We need to investigate the 2020 presidential election.
James Langford said, guess what? There was no fraud. You know why? Because there was no fraud.
If there was fraud, it's just saying, I always say, I don't know. Does this make sense? If there was evidence that existed that proved Hillary Clinton was the spawn of Satan and her and Uma Abedin.
It does exist.
Have orgies.
There's a tape out there of them wearing the face of some little baby girl.
If that existed, it would be out here and we would know it and everybody would be arrested. Hillary would be arrested, right? If there was evidence that Obama was born of Kenya.
Which wouldn't matter.
Well, yeah.
His mother is an American resident.
Right.
Wouldn't have mattered.
It's just the thing is there if whatever I lost my point. You know, it's there would be evidence out there, you'd know it. If there was legit election fraud.
Evidence.
Huh?
Evidence.
But if there was
facts. Facts and evidence. How dare you?
No.
This is America.
You wouldn't have to dig for it like this. It would be found if there was something. You know,
he didn't apologize. What he said is there was no fraud. You know what I think we need to do? We need to investigate the 2020 presidential election and hold those accountable of crimes of high treason against this country, because what happened in 2020, we cannot allow it to ever happen. People say you need to be looking to 2024. No, we don't need to be looking to 2024. We need to fix 2020.
God damn. Okay. See...
This is where the Trumpists are going to come from. This is the America First guys are going to be trying to relitigate the 2020 right. election.
Right. This guy is a total fucking creep. He's a preacher.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. God loves this, by the way. Fuck nut. God is up there saying, "What are you talking about? There's no election fraud. I'm fucking God. I would fucking know. There was none. They elected Biden." And Trump got elected last time because I was drunk and I didn't give a shit. And I got over it finally and put another Democrat in charge. Quit praying.
We also have...
God probably is like, don't pray. Send me an email.
So, speaking of true news, you know... that's why Doc is hosting the show. Rick Wiles had the COVID. He was recovering, was in the hospital, and a couple of their like reporters and some of their there was a wave.
Oh, why? None of them got their shot.
Well, I don't know who this is, but this is somebody on True News, Lauren Witzke.
Yay!
And here she is.
Witzke.
Here, wait. She's a COVID-19 and swept through True News. Do you want to say it for him? I don't know who this is, though. So this person is criticizing True News.
Oh, shit.
Lauren Witzke.
Witzke.
Let's see who she is.
Okay.
American conservative political activist, right-wing conspiracy theorist.
Okay.
Member of the Republican Party. She unsuccessfully ran against incumbent Democratic Senator Chris Coons from Delaware.
Okay.
Oh, she was the nut job that was running against Chris Coons. Wow, what a life. Witzke has a history of heavy drug use from painkillers to heroin to methamphetamine. To support her addiction, she claimed to have worked for Mexican drug cartels.
Wow.
As a low-end drug runner
and
drug dealer transporting drugs between Detroit and Tennessee.
Right.
2017, she was arrested in Tennessee on a series of charges, including violating both heroin and meth laws, driving under the influence, resisting arrest, and introduction of contraband into a penal facility.
Oh, shit. That's like an episode of Sons of Anarchy.
She claimed the 2016 election of Donald Trump encouraged her to quit drugs, and she was sober by 2019. So, of course, she ran for Republican Senate.
Wait.
And she won the primary Delaware.
I can see if someone said, I have to get off drugs. Look how fucked up this world is. I have to do something to save it. Donald Trump is president. Is that why she got off drugs, or did she got off drugs because she's like, Donald Trump's president? Everything.
She's lying.
Okay, that's good.
Black Lives Matter are violent terrorists, she says.
Jeez.
She wants a complete ban on all immigration to the United States for 10 years.
What about white people? In 10 years. God.
She says people who are gay, LGBTQ, are mentally ill and demonic. Anyway.
God, you
know, that's who we're talking about here.
The thing is, these guys that want to ban on immigration, and
so,
I don't know.
So I don't know what show she's on here.
Yeah.
But she's trashing True News.
Oh.
And listen to why they got the attack of the COVID. This is her theory.
Oh, it's God.
On why they got the COVID over at True News.
Jeez.
I don't think it's any coincidence that the True News crew all got deathly ill, got very sick, right after they had, they brought Milo onto their show, and he showed, he shared his testimony.
You best explain what you mean by that. I don't know where this is going.
Yeah, we have to remember that this is a spiritual battle as well. And our enemy retaliates. What this is, I believe, in my opinion, is that this was retaliation.
Oh, so she's pro Milo.
Right.
She's saying the devil retaliated against. This wasn't God retaliating against the True Newsies. This was the devil.
That makes sense.
Retaliating against True News
for
having Milo on, who's now testifying. He's broken through the layers of caked on jizz.
And Satan's pissed.
And he's now free. Yeah.
Satan's upset. He's like, okay, you're going to do that? Then cover.
Right. Remember that this is a spiritual battle as well. Right. And our enemy retaliates. What this is, I believe, in my opinion, is that this was retaliation. We constantly battle demonic spirits, demonic attacks on ourselves. And we as Christians must stay equipped, but also we must continue to stay prayed.
God, how exhausting being a Christian.
Yeah, it's really
and having
totally
to battle demons all day.
Fucked up. Like, how do you battle them? Like, what weapons do you have?
I don't know.
Do you have a baseball bat or a
vorpal
axe?
Blade of some sort?
Yes. Do you have a gun? I mean, how do you battle these demons? I'm serious.
With a lot of them with methamphetamines.
Oh, well, that's right.
But also we must continue to stay prayerful as we walk into these times where the enemy, it seems like he has the upper hand, but it was no coincidence that Rick and his crew are in the situation that they're in because they stood for Christ and had, the spine to bring Milo on and share his platform and his testimony. Milo was somebody who belonged to the darkness. He was already Satan. Satan's favorite sodomite, wasn't he?
Oh, really?
And
I think so. That's well,
probably we took him back. Probably Christ because, took him back.
He likes music and good jokes.
Okay.
That's Milo.
Wow, I tell you.
Milo's thrilled to be Satan's favorite.
Yay. Sodomite. Listen, I'm a Christian, but every once in a while, you know, I mean, Satan, fuck. Okay? It's nothing. It's just a thing, all right? He can be a Christian. Can Milo be a Christian, but still have a no strings attached relationship with Satan? Can he do that? Yes or no? Is that allowed?
I don't think so. I think they would frown.
Sorry, Milo. You can't. You cannot do that. God isn't into that shit. I don't know what God's into.
I don't know who this is.
The Republican Party has no cohesive message. And I've said time and time again, make the message meaningful. The Republican Party has none. Look at Cheney. Look at what she did. And you know, we had Flake.
Oh, this is a Josh Bernstein show.
Oh, my God.
That was Josh Bernstein who said, disgrace. She's a disgrace.
Oh, angry Republican Nazi. Party
has none. Look at Cheney. Look at what she did. And you know, we had
Niagara Falls.
Disgrace. Is this a Handmaid's Tale? Yeah.
Has none. Look at Cheney. Look at what she did. We had Flake here in Arizona. I think one of the people that's more of a Republican, I shouldn't say this because I'm going to get hammered for this, is our very own Kyrsten Sinema. She's the one that's blocking the removal of the filibuster in the Senate, and she's a Democrat.
Okay.
This is right-wing activist Ron Lutters.
Okay.
In Arizona.
Hi, Ron. Mr. Lutters. Lutters?
Saying what we're all saying. That she's more like a Republican.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't understand what is wrong with those people. Why don't they? Why do you? If you're the most moderate, middle of the road, basic bitch, fuckhead Democrats, can't you be for voting? I mean, isn't that an? Am I?
Well, yeah.
I mean, don't you think you'd have to be pro voting?
Speaking of Josh Bernstein, here he is also on a different segment of his show.
I think it's interesting that this administration thinks that there was a, quote, armed insurrection on January 6th. That is laughable. They've never seen an insurrection. OK, it's never even taken place. What happened on January 6th was peaceful until it was infiltrated by left-wing radical extremists.
Oh, yeah.
So we've never had an insurrection. You have to understand the Capitol Police are just as guilty as Antifa and BLM because they allowed this to happen. They were either paid off by Democrat politicians, which again, I can't prove, but I'm saying it's a possibility.
which again, I can't prove, but I'm saying it's
Antifa.
A possibility.
It was Antifa. It was George Clooney, Matt Damon, and Matthew McConaughey.
Politicians, which again, I can't prove, but I'm saying it's a possibility, or they were paid off by the Biden campaign or something to basically sit back. Maybe Nancy Pelosi, who knows, to sit back. And
drink.
God,
it's like,
damn.
Who else? I'll bet Obama. Hillary.
It's like, do you think he just can't help? Maybe it's Nancy.
Well, yeah.
Got to say it. I'm a fucking douche.
Oh man.
Jeez, this Josh Bernstein is I don't know. He needs a
Oh, who is this? Okay, here's another pastor.
Tony
Spell is this dickwad's name.
Well, is God usually do these people think God's like racist and homophobic and shit? Like, you know, aggressive, angry,
God
hateful.
Hates everybody they hate. It's their belief.
The world needs to see some manly preachers. There's enough fag, queer, skinny-jeaned, homo-effeminate, sissy preachers out there with makeup and mascara on their eyes for the camera. Isn't it about time you get some sweat on your forehead? Isn't it about time you get some dirt under your nails and get some grease on your hands? Isn't it about time you get some blood on your sword? Cursed be the man that keepeth his sword from blood. We need heroes in this hour.
Cursed be the man that keepeth his sword from blood.
Listen,
that in that Bible?
I don't know. I don't give a. You know what? I don't give a.
Holy
fuck.
Shit!
What bothers me is that these guys.
Man, he amped up really fast, didn't he?
What do you mean? Oh yeah, he went from all of a sudden. Why is there blood on a sword, you wacko? We're okay with these people getting radicalized by these assholes. Storm the Capitol.
It's been going on forever.
Jeez.
I mean,
the world needs to see some manly preachers.
That's where he opened. And then 20 seconds later.
Time you get some blood on your sword. Cursed be the man that keepeth his sword from blood. We need heroes in this hour. Heroes have calloused knees. Heroes might get terminated from their jobs.
Heroes have calloused knees.
Oh, calloused knees. I thought you said palace needs. Calloused knees. Heroes have calloused needs, meaning...
From praying?
Does that mean... What is?
I don't know. What does he mean?
Wait. Heroes have calloused needs. I thought like something you need, like their needs.
No,
were calloused.
Calloused knees.
I don't know. I guess from praying.
What are they kneeling in?
I don't know.
Heroes might get terminated from their jobs. Heroes might get not get invited to the family reunion. But I'd rather have Jesus than silver.
Oh, so he's talking about being an asshole is what he's talking about.
I'd rather have Jesus. Yeah.
So he's telling everybody you might be a big old asshole and nobody's going to talk to you or you're not going to have any friends. Nobody's going to invite you anywhere.
Okay. Thank you. That's a good tip.
But as long as you show up and drop money here.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm going to convince you that you're a big old hero.
Jesus!
Oh, man. He's really hilarious.
He must do lots and lots of vocal warm-ups.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I really can't. There's a lot of output there. He's putting a lot out there. And he probably you got to drink a lot of water. You got to, exercise if you're gonna do. I mean, that's a lot. He's putting a lot of energy.
He's running around like crazy. He's really putting it into his performance.
You know, the thing is, this guy's a dad and has all kinds of fucking kids, and Jesus Christ, yeah. Man. You know,
probably grandkids.
Ugh. Oh man.
He's been doing it forever.
Jesus! What's wrong with the eyeliner? Maybe they're trying to. They're on TV. You're on TV and shit.
Skinny jeans.
Pop for the fucking camera. Must you be like such barbaric hacks?
This was also from last week,
right?
Memphis, Tennessee, a slave trader and early KKK leader,
yes,
is having his remains removed from a park in Memphis, Tennessee that once honored him with a statue.
Oh, okay.
Confederate General Nathan Bedford Forrest.
Oh,
we've
shit.
Heard of him
yes,
before.
Absolutely. He's the guy with the weird statue.
And his wife, Mary Ann, were buried beneath a statue,
ooh,
which came down in December of 2017,
right,
of the general at Health Sciences Park, originally, ooh, the Sons of Confederate Veterans.
Hell yeah, motherfuckers!
A group that supports descendants of Confederate soldiers sued to block the city.
Hell yeah!
And Green Space of Memphis,
right,
to their efforts to remove the statue, saying, yeah, the removal would have violated the state cemetery law.
Fuck you.
And heritage protection because those two, oh, racists were buried underneath it.
Ah, fuck it. Dig them up! Throw them to their bones in the street!
But the lawsuit was since dropped.
Yeah.
And now the Sons of Confederate Veterans are paying to have the disinterment.
What was that mean? The move the digging body? Them up. Oh, who cares? God, the disinterment. Hey, throw the bones to a fucking dog of these fucking racists. Who gives a shit? The disinterment. What are you going to carry their... What do they care? I mean, do they have to carry their bones in a special way to not hurt their racist Confederate fucking souls? Who gives a fuck? I give nary a shit for the carcass
toss
of...
Toss him to a few passing canines.
Yeah, here you go, doggies. Chew on this Confederate fucknut.
The general and his wife will be buried on private land that will be publicly accessible in Columbia, Tennessee. So some private landowner is like, I'm going to bury the great general and his wife here.
You know what? That's a good idea because here's what you do. Okay, so you do that. You put it up. You put a little area with a vending machine, like a Coke machine and a snack machine. But then you make it like a little tourist thing so people will come see this dumb fucking general. But all these guys...
A urinal, I think, right above the...
Damn. Yeah, you have a public bathroom, but drink machine and snack machine. You will make so much fucking money off these idiots. Correct?
So a lot of squealing was going on.
Cigarette machine,
protests
too.
Yeah. And, you know, and all that stuff. So
good.
Thoughts and prayers to those that are all upset.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thoughts and prayers to anyone that can squeeze out a tiny shit for this dead fucking Confederate general.
KKK, he founded the KKK.
Yeah. We can hate the shit out of this guy. He founded the Klan, man. Where do I shit? Honestly. Everybody meet up. Find out where his dumb fucking Klan bones are being buried. Let us all mail our shit to it. Who fucking cares? Rotten hell, bitch. I mean, fuck. You founded the Klan. So, your bones. Who gives a fuck? Throw them in the street.
Look at the bones.
Throw them in the street. Let the traffic run it over. You dumb fucking Confederate general. What's his name again?
Nathan Bedford Forrest.
Nathan Bedford Forrest. Go fuck yourself.
Rudy Giuliani.
Woo, similar.
You may have heard of him.
Yes.
Here's a little, you know, he's got a podcast that he does.
You know, my mom and I were watching Rudy on MSNBC last night, and we both said to each other, really, we haven't seen the hair dye thing in a while. You know, it'd been a long time since I actually saw a picture of that. It's so fucked up. It's so bad. I mean, I forgot how.
And he farted.
Yeah, that's all crazy.
He audibly farted.
I don't know what to think about this. It's, the hair dye thing is utterly shocking.
And what's her face? That lawyer sitting next to him looked at him like aghast.
Ow.
She was horrible.
He is horrifying. Fucking nightmare. And then he laid down and pulled his, did whatever the fuck he was doing
with
his shirt.
Listen to this very, very prestigious endorsement.
Is this a new Rudy story?
This is a clip from his YouTube video.
Oh my God.
One of his YouTube podcasts.
Jeez.
I've been sleeping on my pillows for some time. I love them. They're simply the very best pillows ever made. But I just found out that they also have a wide assortment of other incredible products like their mattress topper, sheets, towels, and slippers, and more. I've been sleeping.
Oh, I didn't know this existed. Holy shit.
How sad.
Wow, man. That's fucking sad as shit, dude. Oh, who God. Is he getting paid?
I would assume so.
Oh my God, Mike Pillow, you are such
what's
a
more sad
fucking
that My Pillow has to advertise on Rudy's shitty podcast, or that Rudy has to read a My Pillow?
No, it's incredibly.
What's more humiliating? It's a toss up.
I think Rudy probably said, you know, Mike, you should let me do an ad for My Pillow this is laundering money. This is what's going on right now. Rudy is charging Mike Lindell an exorbitant fee to do this horrible thing, and Mike Lindell is paying him. You know what I mean? So they're funneling money around.
I've been sleeping on My Pillows for some time. I love them. They're simply the very best pillows ever made. But I just found out that they also have a wide assortment of other incredible products like their mattress topper, sheets, towels, and slippers. And
slippers!
More.
Holy shit!
And slippers.
It's slippers, man.
Oh, man.
That is, you know, nutty.
This is our politics. That's the president's lawyer.
God.
Don't forget.
That's insane.
We can go back to totally laughing at these assholes now because they're not in charge anymore.
Right. Absolutely, man.
But holy shit.
Unreal.
Woo, lordy.
That's fucking insane. Is that a video spot? It's a YouTube thing, yeah. It's
well, and meanwhile, there is
it's
new
to do that.
Audio out, other audio.
He uses the mattress topper and the pillow, but
he's really excited about those slippers.
Yeah, that's weird. And okay, you must, Rudy, have a cover for your pillow because your head is melting all the time. You gotta, you know. I can't believe that.
So now there's new audio that CNN got a hold of that shows how Rudy relentlessly pressured and coaxed the Ukrainian government in 2019 to investigate baseless conspiracies about Joe Biden.
Holy fucking shit.
They got a phone call between Giuliani, U.S. diplomat Kurt Volker, and Andrei Yermak, who was senior advisor to the Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky. This call was a precursor to the infamous call with Zelensky,
right,
where Trump was like,
"So this is
you got to investigate. You got to investigate this guy." Or no guns for you.
God, I'm still reeling from the way he sounded Trump in that interview. I mean, he sounded so weird. The clip we played earlier, that interview.
Interesting.
God damn fucking, you're slurring.
It's interesting.
Is it?
And leading this hour, a CNN exclusive. We're going to play the entire publicly announced.
I'm looking for politics. The audio.
We already know through transcripts and testimony.
Testimony.
But anyway, so there's new audio of Rudy.
Yeah, and he's basically asking for an investigation into Hunter Biden, right?
Right. With no evidence.
Right. That dumb fuck Hunter Biden. Jesus, dude. What the fuck? What an idiot. I hope your dad yells at you. I'm sure he fucking will. I would. God! Don't be racist.
And what we need from the president is to say, I'm going to put an honest prosecutor in charge. He's going to investigate and dig up the evidence that presently exists. And is there any other evidence about involvement of the 2016 election? And then the Biden thing has to be run out.
See, basically, all they want is the announcement of investigation. They don't give a shit if it is actually true or not. They just want to try to hurt Biden.
To me, the thing
for the election
that's happening is that Russia is at war with Ukraine,
mm-hmm.
and they're trying to encroach on Europe.
Mm, yeah, well, yeah.
Isn't that the thing that's really happening? I mean, isn't that the important thing?
Yeah. Well,
shouldn't we be doing all we? I mean, shouldn't the thing we should support Ukraine because we're worried about Russia? I mean, getting a foothold there. I mean, aren't they already in Crimea, whatever the fuck?
Yeah, they took it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, shouldn't we give a fuck about
and
this?
Georgia.
I mean, why? This seems so stupid. It's so fucking petty. Trump thinks that Zelensky will make an announcement that he's investigating Joe Biden or Hunter Biden, and then boom, he has the election.
Right.
And that's at the expense of Russia taking over, I don't know, part of Ukraine or something, because he...
Well, I would think that if Trump had won a second term, I think he would have figured out a way to look the other way and let Putin have eastern Ukraine.
Yeah.
I think he would have fucked the Ukrainians and said...
That's horrible. That's what he would have negotiated. He would have.
I have no doubt. Yeah, because Putin got whatever Putin wanted.
Do you think the world would have stood for that? I guess they have no choice.
Yeah, What are they going to do? Threaten us?
Yeah. How sad.
He has to be run out. I don't know if it's true or not. I mean, I see him bragging about it on television.
Which wasn't true, by the way.
Right.
Bragging about
it. Well, no, actually, Biden did brag about it because he was in with the EU. All the EU leaders were glad to get rid of that prosecutor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what he's talking about.
Right. No, that's not the first time they've taken that out of context, though.
Of course, they lie about it. Well, look, Biden's proud of the fact that he got rid of the prosecutor that was looking into Hunter when he wasn't.
I mean, it strikes me that these guys are just so desperate. Would it be easier to come up with, like, policies and things
people would
want to fucking vote for? Or
how about health care?
Yeah, no. Or send a couple old guys in diapers to try to strong-arm the president of Ukraine.
And bragging about it on television. And to me as a lawyer, it sounds like a bribe. Somebody in Ukraine's got to take that seriously. And all we need from the president is to say...
Oh, it's the same.
That there's just not a lot to be
bullshit,
left
yeah.
to the imagination there, right? I mean, he just kind of says, we need him to do this.
Yeah.
And how sad. I mean, you know, this guy is, his country is at war with Russia.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, conflict. You know, yeah. Right?
I mean, don't they need our help or do we give a shit? Oh, God, it's just so, just, we should always give a shit. Our country should always give a shit.
Well, we do sometimes. About the wrong shit.
Right, that's true.
Frequently, I should say.
That's right.
About the wrong shit.
Yeah.
We give. We'll do more preachery shit on Faithless Friday, of course, everyone.
Jeebus. Yeah, these guys are crazy. Jesus. Get some dirt under your nails. What does that mean, creepo?
Meanwhile, I have a story here.
Yes.
That you're going to be particularly interested in.
When animals get pissed. When animals get pissed.
The Jacqueline Lesso was on a boat
right
last month.
Yes.
In Florida.
Oh, okay.
When she said she and her friends spotted something circling nearby in the water.
Holy fuck.
While celebrating Memorial Day, she spotted several hammerhead sharks.
Okay.
Swimming in the shallow water near her boat.
Oh my fucking God. Hammerheads, can they bite you?
Yes.
Okay.
She took out her smartphone to record the spotting.
Oh shit.
Meanwhile, three other women said they were relaxing on floaties when they too saw the nearby sharks and people were freaking out.
It's seeing a shark on a floaty is oh Jesus. Fuck that. Ugh. Oh my God, why are you out there?
One woman was like, Lord, protect us if it's time for us to go.
God doesn't give a fuck. I'm so sorry. God gives nary a shit about you and that shark. He doesn't care.
There were several of them in knee deep water right up near the shore.
Fuck these sharks.
Seven sharks, they think, each about 8 feet long.
Right.
They swarmed the boats, they swam around, and eventually they left.
Oh, my God. That sounds fun.
They
didn't drag anybody out to the ocean?
Well, no. Okay. But the headline at the Drudge says, seven sharks circle beachgoers on rubber raft in Pensacola.
Holy fuck! Holy fuck, where was that?
I don't know.
But no.
I don't know
you
exactly.
Have to know where that is.
So it was here somewhere. Well, probably down at the beach.
God, nobody knew about this. This happened? This is fucked up. That's crazy. Oh, shit. Holy fuck, knee-deep water, man. Nobody got attacked. They just...
There's a video. Maybe it says Pensacola.
Well, let me see.
You can hear people. It's just a video of them. It doesn't. It's just a video of the sharks and the people in the boats freaking out.
That looks like it's on the other side of the. Looks like it's on the sound.
I was gonna say,
fuck
yeah,
this shit. That looks like a scene in Jaws. That looks unreal. You know, it really does. This shark shit. Everybody is like, bear attacks and shark attacks are relegated to the movies. They never happen. That's how Americans and human beings feel about nature. It's like all the bad shit in nature, you know, falling down a ravine, having a shark attack, getting a snake bite, all this other shit. That's just the weird shit that happens in movies. It never happens in real life. What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
I mean, really, I just don't man.
Know what else to tell you?
I think we already did a story about sharks recently that there's like 300% more fucking sharks out there than there used to be, at least in near Martha's Vineyard, right? There's just a fuck ton. There's even sharks in Maine.
Oh, I didn't see. I just Googled to see, make sure it was Pensacola. But there's another story. Where I might hear about this. In April of this year, a couple months ago, a nearly 9 foot long bull shark was caught on Pensacola Beach.
Oh, Christ. Fuck
that. They caught the shark 8 foot, 8 inches long.
Whoa.
And then they released it back.
What?
They tagged and released.
Fucking what? Fuck everyone involved in that. You released it. Where'd you point? Did you point the point of the jet? Go get some swimmers. God. You had one. What if it eats somebody? Oh, but you tagged. Well, you'll know that the shark you tagged ate someone that you saved. Good. The shark
meanwhile,
is tagged.
In Mexico.
It's infuriating.
In Mexico.
Yeah.
A British backpacker.
Hello.
Is being called a hero. As she saved her identical twin sister from the jaws of a crocodile by punching it in the face.
What a badass. Jesus.
She fended off the predator's repeated attacks in the dark while dragging her unconscious sister out of the water after the beast threw her sister, quote, around like a rag doll.
That's what I'm talking about. Nature, we cannot fuck with nature on any motherfucking level. We just aren't that. That is not what we are.
The sister was dragged underwater while swimming at night in Manialtepec Lagoon, 10 miles from surfing resort Puerto Escondido. I don't know if I'm going swimming at night.
If you want to get attacked by something, you absolutely will. Because that's when everybody knows you don't swim at night. Shark attacks are more likely. And if you have, if dispute that if you want, but send citations. Shark attacks are more likely
at night.
Well,
this is crocodile.
Okay, well.
She heard her sister's cry for help, then found her floating face down on the surface.
You can't see anything.
As she tried to drag her twin to safety, the crocodile attacked again, savaging both women.
Ugh.
She fought off the beast with a flurry of punches.
Yeah.
Swam back to the tour boat.
Right.
They found the one sister unresponsive. They dragged her back.
Ugh, God.
The crocodile kept coming back for more. She started hitting it.
This is a horror movie. This is a movie that
she
like,
said they threw the croc threw Melissa around like a rag doll.
Right. The Olsen twins would be in this or something.
Oh, Manialtepec Lagoon is known for its glowing bioluminescent waters.
So that's why you go at night to swim, because it's pretty.
Because the blue algae is.
What about
glowing.
This crocodile, though?
Well, it also lights up.
Consider that.
It highlights the buffet.
Damn, do you know what I mean? I mean, shit.
Melissa is now in induced coma with the other sister who also suffered bite wounds in hospital.
Right. Right. Jeez. Well, I mean, everybody.
She has water in her lungs. She's been coughing up blood. They're trying to figure out if she's got a punctured lung. She's in a medically induced coma.
Jesus Christ, man. What a horror scene. You know, this. We have to think there's this thing. We swim and we surf and we scuba dive. And we do all this stuff. But, I mean, if there are 300% more sharks out there, then we really have to start having conversations about there are more sharks, correct? So we...
Swimmers who visit the lagoon are warned that crocodiles up to 10 feet long live there.
Fuck you. Why are you swimming there? Why are you swimming there?
Well, they were warned.
That's all I would... Well, you told me that. I'd be like, I'm not going in that fucking water then. And we're leaving this place. That's what they should have said. Jesus. The crocodiles are, you know... Like sharks have evolved over the years into the perfect human killing machine.
Well, I don't know about human, but yeah.
Whatever, killing machine. I mean, this crocodile was just doing whatever the fuck it wanted to do. Girl fought that crocodile, punching that fucking crocodile in the fucking face, man. Swimming at night.
It's like the 19-year-old that pushed the bear off of the fence. Oh, yeah, that video went viral last week.
Look like that person had an easier time of it, you know, and you know, obviously there's some luck involved there. I mean, I don't know. There's bears here. There's bears. There's alligators. There's snakes. There's sharks.
Snakes. By the way, did you see the dead snake at the end of the driveway?
No. What kind?
I don't know. It's not real long.
Right. Is it fat? Is it? Curvy? Is it? Does it have a pointed head? What is pupils?
I didn't stop and.
That's the only. I can't
dissect it.
That is the only thing. I just want to know if we have more of. Is it a poisonous snake?
I don't know. It's dead.
Oh God, it's so gross.
Ugh. I've been sleeping on my pillows for some time. I love them. They're simply the very best pillows ever made. But I just found out that they also have a wide assortment of other incredible products like their mattress toppers, sheets, towels, and slippers, and more.
That's the best take.
Slippers.
That's the best take.
God, Rudy. Hey, can we try that again, Mr. Giuliani? And this time, sound less
he's
like
really excited about those
creepy
slippers.
Nazi fascist. Yeah, he's very crazy.
Slippers.
That's what Rudy needs money for his legal bills. He say, hey, Mike. I'll do a spot for my pillow and I only charge you this. You just fucking soak the guy for this shitty fucking read. My pillow guy's a dumb asshole.
I'm not sure who's soaking who. I don't know.
What does this sell any mattress choppers?
I guess Mike Pillow thinks he's gonna sell some pillows and Rudy's getting a cut of it.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, everybody. Damn.
We do have other news. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Yeah. Got a few minutes left here on the big show.
Thanks for listening to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, and the podcasting app.
Seem to have actually been streaming the whole time.
Wow. Cox Cable. Somebody send them a birthday cake. Jeez.
Did you see there was an ad on that Fox News refused to to show a testimony from some of the cops
from
the insurrection day. Brian Williams on his show.
I listened to all of Brian last night, man.
Brian Williams on his show.
Fucking hilarious.
Not only ran the ad, but then they were discussing it afterwards. There were two experts on. Listen to Brian Williams getting ready to throw it to the break.
Right.
People forget that too many people fought and died for the rights we're trying to enshrine today. Both of these gentlemen have agreed to stay with us. Don, of course, being young, has his whole life ahead of him. Coming up, how the delusions of a Florida retiree, the only retiree in Florida twice impeached, so he's got that going for him, are consuming the Republican Party.
That's good. That's Brian Williams going to the break. But there's another clip.
Oh, yeah. I didn't hear that one. The second one.
Here's another clip.
Yeah.
From the same interview.
I would say he can still get you 5 1/3, and that's a pretty dangerous contender. So Democrats will be really, really silly to write him off like we did in the fall of 2015.
Could also be that those giant pants have cost him a step along the way. Hey, Matthew.
Could also be that those giant pants have cost him a step along the way.
You know, he was talking to Don Galloway. I was like watching. He could not stop laughing after Brian Williams said that. It was funny.
So, Brian Williams.
Yeah, yeah. He's funny.
Excellent trolling. I think, I, you know, sad circumstances, but I think he's better on cable where he can do shit like this.
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to just being a boring talking head reading.
Reading
the prompter on the nightly news.
He likes to have his buddies on a show, and he likes to say all their credits, and then he likes to say something
bust
funny.
Bust their balls, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and then, you know. Because, you know, otherwise, Brian Williams is like, you know, he's like, I have to do this show for you guys. Otherwise, I'm just a fucking asshole. You parade out because you don't have anybody else that can talk while you're looking into the water for a fucking plane that disappeared. I'm the only guy who can do that for you. So because of that, I want this show. I want this show where I can just talk to my buddies and have fun. And they're like, okay.
This would be great. Apparently, yeah. There's no love lost between Steve Bannon,
okay,
and Roger Stone.
Right. Aren't they not? They seem like they would be natural BFFs to me.
I don't think so.
Are they huge Nazis? Don't they like that shit?
I have to bring this up is the continued head fakes of Steve Bannon. Let's be very clear. Not only did Steve Bannon steal the name of my InfoWars show with the great American Owen Schroyer, The War Room, but he testified falsely at my trial against me. He was an informant for Robert Mueller. If you take his sworn testimony before the House Intelligence...
By the way, at the bottom it says StoneFamilyFund.com.
Oh, that's right.
Roger's still having trouble earning money for some reason.
He's
so.
Been doing that for a while, though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And wasn't there an issue with that fund? Like, he maybe wasn't allowed to...
I don't remember, but undoubtedly, of course, there's an issue. Yeah,
of course.
Robert Mueller, if you take his sworn testimony before the House Intelligence Committee, which was sealed at the time of my trial...
I can't believe we talked to him for like 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
At one point, early in our career.
Right, right. I mean, it was about... His book about the Kennedys was pretty crazy.
Yeah, that was why he was... slumming it on our wrestling podcast.
But I thought the stuff he wrote about wrestling Lyndon Network. Johnson's campaigns and stuff and how corrupt Johnson was kind of interesting, you know, about how, I mean, supposedly Johnson had...
Yeah, Stone talked to people who talked to people.
Yes, that's bullshit.
I mean...
Yeah.
But Stone, a spoiler alert, lays it all in Johnson's lap, basically.
And I asked him right in the show, I said... Did Johnson have Martin Luther King killed? And then he said, yes.
Yeah.
That's what he said. He says, yes. I was like, okay.
And then he got pissed when you asked him if he's still doing his best dressed list. Yeah. Remember? He was all like snippy about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
Robert Mueller, if you take his sworn testimony before the House Intelligence Committee, which was sealed at the time of my trial, and his testimony on the stand at my trial, he clearly perjured himself in my trial. So right now, here, today, I'm challenging Steve Bannon to come on InfoWars and debate this. Let's have it out.
Debate with what? Steve Bannon.
God damn. Guys, I thought you guys...
This is not InfoWars, by the way.
Right. I thought they'd be friends. I really did. I thought it doesn't bother me really, but I don't know. I mean, I just thought I could picture Roger Stone hanging out at a bar with Steve Bannon, you know, having a beer, just talking about how much they love Nazis.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
I just assume.
Working with Robert Mueller to destroy me and send me to prison. So there it is. The challenge, the gauntlet has been laid down, Big Steve. Come on, Sloppy Steve. We can find a suit and tie for you that's clean, I think. And you should come on InfoWars and answer what I just said. And by the way, all you little banning groupies who want to go on social media and challenge me, I wouldn't suggest it because I will merely block you. Facts are facts. As the New York Post reported, and Jonathan Turley.
Jesus Christ, man. You know, it does make sense. I can see how Bannon and Roger Stone might not totally gel because I think Roger Stone doesn't like his look. You know,
oh, yeah. When Sloppy Steve, it drives him crazy.
Sloppy Steve probably grosses him the fuck out.
Makes him crazy. Yeah. Well,
Sloppy Steve grosses me out too, Roger, but you also gross me out.
Contrary.
Well, Roger, you're fired up. Please go back into this in a moment, but you just brought this in. Shocking, great idea. I don't know if you got the idea because Barnes and Fuentes had a great debate with over a million people that tuned in to that show, and about a million have watched it since at Mandaw Video. So that's pretty successful.
Meanwhile, I don't know. Alex is doing some bizarre facial hair. Like,
yeah,
he looks like Wolverine. Like his mustache isn't really coming in, but he's got some weird underbeard or something going on. What the fuck is happening?
I think he's trying to create shapes out of his head. You know,
you think he's trying to do the faux chin like a lot of these guys?
This might be a case where Alex is insane and going over his opening monologue for his show while he's shaving and just doesn't understand what he's doing.
I'm gonna have debates. I would let Bannon have his moderator here as well. And we could agree upon rules. I want to have debates. Bannon's been saying some nice things about me. And I used to admire him. You used to say great things off air about him and on air. I know you were shocked by this. But I think he really should come on and debate.
I was going to say they're showing really unflattering pictures of Steve Bannon, but I don't think there are. Yeah. What am I thinking? I'm like, wow, they're really finding the most unflattering pictures of Bannon, but he is a fucking mess.
A reasonable picture of Steve Bannon. Better give me a couple of days and some Photoshop skills, some mad Photoshop skills.
He's a fucking mess.
I mean, I guess you could, you know.
So there you go. Roger goes on, keeps whining about it. But he wants to debate Steve Bannon.
You know, a good look for Bannon would be like a hoodie with the hood up and like giant glasses, you know. Or maybe he's a giant.
I might watch that debate, though. Bannon versus debating? Roger Stone.
What are they debating?
He thinks he says Steve Bannon is a traitor to the Trump movement.
Okay. Well, I'm watching that debate. I mean, it's very bizarre.
Alex, you can moderate it so it stays civil.
Wow. Okay, shit. That's awesome. That's very funny.
So that's the big throwdown.
Yay.
Pay-per-view.
It's going to stay civil, motherfuckers.
That was over at Salon.
Oh, wee wee.
That story.
Oh, man, that's good. That's good. Salon. The Salon has all the shit I read, and it sends me into a fucking thing, man. There's the end of the world fucking website there. But they're right, man. I mean, you know.
They're a little on the partisan side.
We are sitting here watching our country being skull-fucked by these Republicans. They sent people into the Capitol to kill Democrats, to kill Mike Pence. And then, you know, now they're trying to take away our right to vote. It is dire. It's crazy.
You see somebody slap Macron in a crown.
Yeah. You know, did we talk about it? Mike Pence said that he's never going to see eye to eye with Donald Trump.
I don't know if it's, we've had so few shows with the
internet. There's no story there. I just think it's just, you know, I can't believe that. I can't believe he actually, do you think he thinks that? Or when Mike Pence is alone with Karen, he's like, fuck Trump, man. Fuck that guy. He tried to hang me, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Did it bother Karen at all?
I mean, I'm sure it did, but they're upset about, you know, he wants to be president. He's going to run.
Yeah, I get that. I want to do a lot of things, but you don't want to be hung. Right.
Former Vice President Pence told a group of Republicans he doubts he and former President Trump will ever see eye to eye over the January 6th insurrection.
He called for your death.
They were chanting, hang Mike Pence. Hang Mike Pence.
How much? And they built, oh God, they built a gallows and a noose and the whole thing. What else do you need to understand about how these people feel about you?
At a personal level, it's a pretty messed up thing when your boss tries to get you killed, which is more or less what happened on January 6th. So I have always been curious as to how Mike Pence was going to respond to that. Because when it comes to Trump, we have watched, of course, Republican after Republican bow and scrape, bend the knee, give away their personal dignity in the most humiliating, cowardly, excruciating way possible.
I'm seeing pictures of Ted Cruz, Lindsey Graham.
Just fucking shots. I mean,
the two big examples that come to mind, and there are really countless, are Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina and Senator Ted Cruz of Texas. During the 2016 campaign, Lindsey Graham had called Trump a nut job and a loser and yada, 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 before he took on the role of Trump's golf caddy in the U.S. Senate. Donald Trump personally insulted Senator Ted Cruz's wife in 2016. Cruz stood before the cameras with lots of umbrage and anger. And after losing a primary to him, Ted Cruz turned around and phone banked for him. And since then, he's done nothing but kiss up to the man.
He phone banked for him.
He did. There's that great picture.
Sad. Yeah, man. Is a great. That is sadness, though.
Sorry, Heidi.
That's funny.
There's that great meme. If you insult my wife again, I'll lick your other ball.
Bank for him. And since then, he's done nothing but kiss up to the man. Sorry, Heidi. That has been the pattern. Politicians tend to be people with pretty big egos. They tend to be people who care at some level about how they are perceived. But they are also people who are pursuing power. And so we keep seeing this almost Shakespearean test for politicians, particularly in the modern Republican Party, which is what matters more, your pursuit of power or your own basic dignity?
That's tough.
The whole point of this is Mike Pence is
has no dignity. There were people, and it's like even a self-preservation thing. I would be wary to interact with a group of people that had previously called
at a personal level.
Oops. You know,
like I would be wary to go to say. I mean, I would never go to a Trump rally.
Oh Christ!
Or either a gathering with Republicans, I'd be looking out and I was like, how do you feel? You don't want to hang me. You're not the guys that want to hang me, right?
At a person.
God.
Oh, God, this is like hanging up now. All of a sudden.
I mean, it really is fucking crazy. God. I mean, they built
at a personal level.
I can't fast forward.
It's a pretty messed up thing.
Yeah.
Us a little.
January 6th was a dark day in the history of the United States Capitol.
Okay.
But thanks to the swift action of the Capitol Police and federal law enforcement, violence was quelled. The Capitol was secured. And that same day, we reconvened the Congress and did our duty under the Constitution and the laws of the United States. You know, President Trump and I have spoken many times since we left office.
Really?
And I don't know if we'll ever see eye to eye on that day. But I will always be proud of what we accomplished for the American people over the last 4 years.
Yeah, so here we go. That's his whole thing.
Yeah, and you know what?
I'm going to run on Trump's accomplishments, and I'm going to try to woo back the people that wanted to hang me and brought a noose.
Yeah. I can, right now, I can actually, it's so sad. It's so sad, Mike. It's so sad.
So sad. Go off and be a consultant somewhere. Join some think tank, some horrible Christian bullshit, make money, write a book.
You're not
going to be president. The Trumpers will never vote for you.
Does Karen like this?
They wanted to hang you.
Yeah. What does Karen think about this?
She's running the show, so this is probably her strategy.
Does she care that,
that the only way for him to become president is to try to lick Trump's hole?
And she didn't give a fuck that this guy tried to have her husband hung. She didn't give a shit. Didn't give a fuck. Nope. I get it. I get it, Karen. Nope. I mean, it must be horrible hanging out with him all day. Yep. Mike Pence.
I didn't care about dignity or
no
scruples.
Right.
Thanks for joining us. We'll do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always on your favorite podcasting application or crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing on the internet at Rated R Comedy, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, or at RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Whatever. We will talk to you
again. The enemy's got to be engaged. Bone's got to meet bone. Sword's got to meet shield. The axe has got to come down on that skull. And in the end, we'll see heaven.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.